VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is substantially increasing economic sanctions against Iran in the wake of last weekend's missile and drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil fields. Washington says they were launched by Tehran. Trump's order comes as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo travels to Jeddah to meet with Saudi officials about how to respond to the attack. Iran is warning that if any actions are taken against it, Tehran will respond immediately. Meanwhile, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports senior Iranians may skip an upcoming UN meeting because they say they do not have U.S. clearance.
The UN meeting had been considered an opportunity for direct talks between Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and President Donald Trump amid a summer of heightened tensions and attacks in the wake of America's unilateral withdrawal from Iran's nuclear deal with world powers a year ago. However, the recent attack in Saudi Arabia and hardening comments from Iran suggest such talks are increasingly unlikely.
SAP's Charles de Ledesma. Exit polls in Israel's national election show neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor challenger Benny Gantz can put together a ruling coalition. AP's Aaron Heller reports that while results from Israel's unprecedented repeat election remain uncertain, it's clear the election didn't go Netanyahu's way.
You can already say that Netanyahu did not win, and that was what he is expected to have happened sort of in the last several elections. He's won them. He's been in power for over 10 years. And this time he does not have an outright victory, and he's going to need a lot of machinations and a lot of things to go his way for him to be able to hang on to power.
This woman from Tel Aviv says she hopes the next prime minister will create peace with the Palestinians.
I want peace for me, for them, for my children, and for the other next generation, because it will be better for everybody. That's what I hope it will be here.
This is VOA News. Militants in Afghanistan stormed a government office in Jalalabad today. Afghan officials say a suicide bombing sparked a running gun battle with security forces. The attack comes a day after the Taliban launched two separate suicide attacks, one targeting President Ashraf Ghani's election rally and another in the heart of the Afghan capital. Those attacks killed at least 48 people, the deadliest single day since a peace agreement with Taliban insurgents was declared dead. The commander of a Rwandan Hutu militia wanted for alleged war crimes has been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Military sources tell VOA Sylvester Matakumura, leader of the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, was killed Wednesday morning in Congo's North Kivu province. Police in Liberia say a fire at a school east of Monrovia has killed at least 27 people, and many are thought to be children. President Donald Trump has named Robert C. O'Brien as his new national security advisor, replacing John Bolton, who was fired last week. O'Brien currently serves as the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs at the State Department. The first impeachment hearing held by House Democrats quickly turned hostile Tuesday. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Starting with the first question from House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski set the tone.
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
Lewandowski says the White House ordered him not to talk about his discussions with the president beyond what's in the Mueller report.
I am respecting the White House's decision.
Nadler says the White House doesn't have that authority.
We should call this what it is. An absolute cover-up by the White House.
Lewandowski earlier blasted lawmakers for going down a rabbit hole with petty politics, drawing the president's attention. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is widely expected to announce a second straight rate cut today. AP Shelley Adler reports.
A global slowdown in economic threats posed by President Trump's trade conflicts have led the Fed to pursue rate cuts to try to prolong the economic expansion. Investors have welcomed the prospect of rate cuts, even though most analysts don't think looser credit will provide much stimulus at a time when borrowing rates are already low. The updated forecast from the Fed will also show whether the policymakers think the faltering global economy, the trade war, and fallout after the attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities will significantly slow growth. Shelley Adler, Washington.
And for the latest news, whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This